WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a government shutdown looming on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's persuaded Senate Majority Leader John Thune to set up a meeting with President Trump. CBS's Michael Toscano has that.
An aide to Senator Schumer told CBS News that with the deadline fast approaching, Schumer called Thune Friday and urged him to get the president to meet, which they will do in the Oval Office.
Portland, Oregon's pushing back against President Trump's plans to send in the National Guard. Willie James Inman reports, and just to note, the language he quotes is salty.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said, quote, "My message to Donald Trump is this. We don't need you here. Stay the hell out of our city."
The National Guard is helping recovery efforts in Arizona after flash flooding claimed four lives Friday. Governor Katie Hobbs.
My heart is with all of these Arizonans, people who lost loved ones, people looking for family members and friends, people who had to leave their homes in a hurry, people whose businesses were inundated.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. Farmers and ag workers are actually in one of the most dangerous industries in America, and it can even be hard on their mental health. Some statistics show the nation loses a farmer a day to suicide. Here's Eric Tegedoff.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data from 2021 to 2023 found farming, fishing, and forestry occupations had the most injuries per capita of any profession. Cynthia Curl is the director of Boise State University's Curl Agricultural Health Lab. She says there are many dangers in agricultural work that we might associate with other professions like construction, such as the use of heavy machinery.
There are also unique hazards to farm work like pesticides, livestock, different kinds of diseases for people that are working in animal production. And then there's all of those kinds of weather challenges that also face construction workers, like extreme heat.
The National Education Center for Agricultural Safety leads the recognition of National Farm Safety and Health Week in September as the busy fall harvest nears. The theme this year is Safety First, Avoid the Worst. People have drowned in manure ponds of large dairy farms in the winter.
They can ice over or get covered in a little snow and not be obvious where they are. And people have driven machinery seemingly across a field, but actually into a manure pond. That's happened a couple of times in the past decade.
She also points to safety training from organizations like the Pacific Northwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center to help make the industry less dangerous for workers. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers take on the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. On defense, Green Bay's Rashawn Gary currently leads the NFL in quarterback sacks. So how much credit does trading with the Cowboys for Micah Parsons have to do with that? I asked defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I think you got to give credit to Rashawn. You know, I said it during training camp. I saw it during OTAs. I saw the way he worked in the offseason. He came back in great shape, worked on his get off, worked on his pass rush. It's what he does every day, and it's what he did in training camp. And that's what we were hoping we were going to see, and we have. He's finishing on the quarterback. I think he's playing really good in the run game. He's playing more snaps because he's in better shape. He knows the defense. He has a better understanding of it. I think he's had a really good start, and we just need to continue because it's just a start, right? And he's got to get better and better, and we got to coach him better and better.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie fog giving way to sunshine and mid-70s for this afternoon's high. South to southwest winds 5 to 10. Overnight clear skies and upper 40s. Monday, a little warmer, sunshine with highs reaching the lower 80s. Right now, it's 40.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Music of the stars. We're here till high noon. High noon. Bye-bye, blues. We're all over the state and far beyond, all over the world at civicmedia.us. And welcome to our newest station, WZTI, all over Milwaukee. And this is not a weather forecast.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in. singing in the rain.
Gene Kelly owns that song. Julie London next up on the Music of the Stars. Welcome aboard.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember in September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain, in the rain, in the rain. It's still September in the rain.
October and it's getting chilly. But need you worry? Don't be silly. You'll get warm at the football game. There's a cheerleader there. Jeanette's her name.
In the fall of the year, there's a call you can hear.
Are you gonna go to the football game?
Gonna go to the football game.
Oh, what a spirit. The whole town can hear it.
We're gonna go to the football game. Let's all go to the football game. Go into the football game.
Everybody give a shout. Hear the voices ringing out. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. If you really wanna win, raise your head up and begin. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. When you wake up with the sun, have a smile for everyone. You'll find it's lots of fun when you say, never let your spirits dive. Gee, it's great to be alive. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer, 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 cheer. Love is like the football game. In fact, they're very much the same. Yes, love is like a football game. You meet a guy, he makes a forward pass.
Love is like a football game.
He starts to pet, he's got his signal set.
Love is like a football game.
His hand is on your shoulder.
30 yards.
And now he's getting bolder.
40 yards.
He's got you in a huddle.
50 yards.
And you're about to fumble.
60, 70, 80, 90. Touchdown.
Love is like a football game. Everybody start to shout. Hear the voices ringing out. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. If you really want to win, raise your head up and begin. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. When you wake up with the sun, have a smile for everyone. You'll find it's lots of fun when you try. Never let your spirits dive. Gee, it's great to be alive. Give a cheer. Give a cheer.
Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer.
Jeanette Davis. I'll play some more from Jeanette. Here's a movie, 1955, that you've forgotten. Jack Lemmon, June Allison.
You can't run away from it. Better not even try. Better just close your eyes and say your prayer.
You can't run away from it.
I can't run away from it. Not with those lips nearby. Am I supposed to whisper? Who cares?
Who whispers? Who cares?
We could worry till we both got old and gray from it, trying our best to hide, trying our best to make believe we never get starry-eyed. The moment is right. This is the night that nearly was ours before. And we can't run away from it anymore.
This is a remake of the Oscar winner, It Happened One Night. June Allison, Jack Lemmon.
Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Won't you step up and shake my hand? I'm an old apple knocker and a pea picker too, and I need a bosom buddy, so I reckon it's you. Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. You're the best folks in this great land. I'm a small town doozy, but I ain't been asleep, so I'm downright choosy, but I likes you a heap. So howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Won't you step up and shake my hand? Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. There's a whole lot of time to kill.
Got an old deck of playing cards, and just like I said, I can even tell your fortune by the bumps on your head.
Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. There's a jug on the windowsill.
I know all the parlor tricks in case you get riled. We can play strip poker, friends, with everything wild.
Oh, howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Settle back, cause it's all downhill. Neighbors, won't you step up and give me five? I'm a real city slicker and a good-natured slob. Right now it just so happens that I'm out of a job. Oh, howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. I'm tickled to be alive. I'm a full-fledged mason and an elk and a moose. When I like folks, I slap them on the caboose. Oh, howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Won't you step up and give me five? Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Won't you step up and shake my paw?
I'm an old bubble dancer and a racketeer small, but to folks who really know me, I'm a regular doll.
Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. I'm a mean varmint on the draw. I'm a two-gun terror, morning gopher, whole gap, and back home I'm wanted on a homicide rap. So howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. Won't you step up and have a chaw? Where this bus goes, I don't recall. But with friends and relatives, wherever it stops, we'll go honky-tonk until they call out the cops. So howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. We may never get home, we may never get home, we may never.
Stop. Bobby Kay. Music of the Star. Talking about a picture that was a remake of an Oscar winner that everybody's forgotten. No, no, not the Oscar winner. The remake. Johnny Mercer. Gene DePaul. So they figured they'd make a remake of the Oscar winner and retitle it, You Can't Run Away From It. Jack Lemmon, June Allison, the original roles, Clark Gable, Claudette Colbert. Now let me tell you, the producer was June Allison's husband, Dick Powell. You know, the former crooner turned cuff guy. He was entrepreneur, producer, Columbia Studios. See, who else? Stubby Kaye, Jim Backus, Henny Youngman. Henny Youngman. Now, the original picture was called Night Bus. It was done to punish Clark Gable by Columbia because he was persnickety, I guess. And he didn't want to do the bus story. Buses never made good movie topics, or did they? And they had seven songs, Johnny Mercer. And the Four Races. They were hot at the time. Some of Johnny Mercer's finest work. The Music of the Star.
Play kick the can, you know, sort of kick it as you ran on a vacant city lot.
Certainly not.
Get your mind off the heat and your aching feet.
What about food?
Don't be rude. Did you ever try bumming rides? Save your money, and besides, you can have yourself a ball.
Not that I recall.
The professor will now show the little lady how.
Do you mind if the little lady steps aside?
Have a comfortable seat. Take a load off your feet. While I show you how to thumb a ride. Now you pay attention. There's a special technique in thumbing a ride. There's all kinds of ways, for example. All in how you use a little old thumb. Now to illustrate, here's just a sample. First we have the confident, elegant type. You know the chap I mean? He's doing them a favor. The method that he uses is jerky and short with a sort of to heck with you flavor.
Marvelous.
Now we have the full of personality kid. He lands a rider, he entertains him. Ever pick him up, I'm telling you, you're sorry you did. He tells the corniest jokes and explains them.
Ari Bell.
Then there's the schmo. Sort of pitiful and slow. He nearly has the passerby crying. Screech, they stop. And then they pick him up.
Naturally, they figure he's dying.
Oh, for...
The little lady will now show the old professor how.
Please let me know when I applaud.
Have a comfortable seat, take a load off your feet while I teach you what I learned abroad. Thumbing a ride is really a universal sport. Thumbing a ride, I'll give you a short rehearsal spark. Both the French and Swiss have a method that tops all this. Though I never could dig their lingo, singo, try it and you'll never ever miss.
Well, does it work?
Start with you have to be a girl.
Swell, does it work?
Let's give it a try and see. Lift the petticoat high and show 'em the thigh and partner, we're on our way, thumbing a ride and seeing the USA. Alabama,
Arizona,
Carolina,
Oklahoma,
this is the life I'd say,
thumbing a ride and seeing the USA.
Jack Lemmon was a brilliant pianist. Here he is at the keyboard with Tommy Newsome.
Thank you.
Jack Lemmon at the keyboard, Tommy Newsome on tenor. The music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to our newest station. WZTI. Johnny Mercer spent most of his life trying to create a classic Broadway musical, never quite made it. But he wrote this, 1955, for June Allison, Jack Lemmon. Johnny had so many hit songs. Hit movies, Seven Brides, Seven Brothers. And a hit show, Little Abner. And a hit song, Teach Me Tonight. Let's have some more piano music. How about Phyllis Diller? With the Boston Pops. Diller at the keyboard.
Peter Daniels.
Ba 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 nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. Make some music, dreamy and sad. I could tell you a lot, but you gotta be true to your code. Sam, did I ever tell you how I met him? What a louse. We were 27 when we met in the principal's office. Could you believe that? 27 in a principal's office. We had a terrible time getting through school because he was so dumb. Oh boy, was he dumb. I brought him home one day. I want to show him to my mother. Sam, I was so humiliated. You know what she said? She said, look, if you're gonna keep it, you have to feed it and walk it. Oh, dear. That didn't help right then and there. You know what he did yesterday? Do you know what he did yesterday, Sam? Listen to me. He pawned my engagement ring. Oh, dear. And he blew the buck on booze. What a louse. And he's dumb on top of it. You know what I mean, Sam? And then I found out when he brings me home at night, Sam, do you know, he goes out with another woman. He keeps telling me she's uglier than me. But I know that's just another one of his rotten lies. So make it one for my baby, one more for the road. Self-pity is better than no pity at all, Sam. Play it, baby.
And here's Ella. More Johnny Mercer.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I've got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. You'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. Buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I soon might explode. that long, 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 long road. One for my baby, one for the road.
Johnny Mercer, Harold Arlen. Ella Fitzgerald, 1956, Written on the Wind. The Four Races, The Music of the Stars.
It is written on the wind. It is written on the wind. A faithless lover's kiss is written on the wind. A night of stolen bliss is written on the wind. Just like the dying leaves, our dreams we've calmly thrown away. Softly flown away the promises we made, our whispers in the breeze, they echo and they fade, just like our memories. Though you are gone from me, in my heart. It's written on the wind. It is written on the wind. Though you are gone from me, we never can really be apart. What's written on the wind is written in my heart, is written in my heart.
I'll have you. Marriage or no marriage?
I'm in love with you. So much so that I want to marry you.
Universal International presents Rock Hudson as Mitch Wayne, who owed everything to the oil-rich Hadleys. Lauren Bacall, who had married Kyle Hadley too soon. Robert Stack as headstrong Kyle Hadley. Dorothy Malone as Kyle's sister. In a tense, frank drama woven of the raw realism of life itself.
I didn't take her to the motel. She took me. Your daughter's a tramp, mister. If that ain't plain enough for you, I can put it...
As long as he could remember, Mitch, the outsider, the friend, had lent his strength to the Hadleys. To Kyle, too rich, too charming, tortured by a secret that made him lash out at all he loved. To Mary Lee, tormented by longings too strong to control.
I can think of much better things than making smart talk.
To Lucy, whom Mitch loved in silence because she was Kyle's wife.
I respect my marriage.
Haven't I?
she have children?
There's nothing wrong with Lucy.
You've never cared about me.
Or your wife.
Why are you putting your 2 cents in?
Only because of Mitch. Because I've never had him. Your wife has. Take me away, Mitch. Take me out of this house.
Kyle, I want to see Dr. Cochran this morning. We're going to have a baby.
You shouldn't have done that to me.
You, Mitch, and your little...
How's that nothing to do with me?
You dirty...
Get out before I kill you!
Boy, the suds are flowing, aren't they? Douglas Sirk made some good pictures, though. It's just me, my love. Well, they weren't that good, but they were entertaining. That makes them good.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me. I hear the sound of mandolin.
Tiomkin wrote that. 1957. Movie about making wine. Norman Luboff. Music of the Star. Oh, I have to tell you something. Last week,
I'm going where those chilly winds don't blow, darling baby.
Got cut off by a football game. See,
I'm going where those chilly winds don't blow.
But here's a way to get around it. We carry the. Games from Green Bay.
Baby, I'm going where there ain't no ice and snow.
And if that happens anytime, not today, it won't.
When I'm gone to my long, weary road.
Well, you just click on civicmedia.us. Talk about Paul Whiteman. Here's Mickey Rooney in his Strike Up the Band interview with Paul Whiteman. Mickey Rooney is a high school kid. He wants to put together a show. Aren't all his movies like that, or at least the early ones? Here's Mickey Rooney and Paul Whiteman.
But with this popularity comes a great responsibility. Rhythm can either excite the worst in us or bring out the best. Take that little fella on the street, Jimmy. Teach him to blow a horn and he'll never blow a safe. You know, rhythm is really a wonderful thing. Sometimes I think rhythm almost runs the world. In a little baby, the first thing it starts is his rhythm. His little heart starts to beat. And every different city has a different kind of rhythm. And in your own car, if the engine's missing and jerking, or you feel the bump of a flat tire, it's the rhythm that tells you something's wrong. And if you call a doctor, the first thing he does is check your rhythm. He feels your pulse to find if your rhythm is solid and your beat's strong. So, Jimmy, when we get to the last eight bars of the big tune and the old ticker kind of slows down, no matter what's wrong with us, the last thing to stop is our rhythm.
Paul Whiteman and the orchestra. Now stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Be right back. We're on the air all the way till high noon central on the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome WZTI to the network. Singing styles have changed. Now that's Bob Lawrence. All right, news next.
To think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ahead of Wednesday's government shutdown deadline, President Trump meets congressional leaders tomorrow, hoping to end the impasse over a short-term spending bill. Here's CBS's Michael Toscano.
Democrats have pushed for the bill to include a permanent extension of tax credits for people enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, as well as a rolling back of Medicaid cuts that were in the recently passed domestic policy bill passed by Republicans they call the Big Beautiful Bill.
Trump's also meeting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow to discuss the president's Gaza peace plan.
Hamas would not be part of any post-war government, and some Hamas leaders would be allowed to leave Gaza.
But CBS's Linda Gradstein says hardliners will likely pressure Netanyahu to reject the plan. The world's Mormons are today mourning this man.
We teach that God's love for his children is infinite, regardless of race, nationality, or gender.
Russell M. Nelson, the oldest ever president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, died last night at 101. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.